Well, the grand final is on this Sunday. All the action will be brought to you, as always, here on 981 2NM. And joining me is the best caller in the business, David Morrow from the Continuous Call Team. How are you this morning, Thirsty?
Well, thank you, Andrew.
Mate, are you looking forward to the game? Two best teams in the competition. It's got to be a cracker.
They are the best two teams in the comp. They finished first and second. You know, and people keep saying, oh, the Roosters were up there. Well, the Roosters didn't get there because they weren't good enough. The Canberra Raiders had their chance, but these two teams finished first and second. They're the two best defensive teams in the comp, and I think they deserve their crack. And to be honest, I'll be intrigued to see what Ducks and Drakes have played between now and when the game kicks off at 7:30 on Sunday night.
David, you've seen more games than most. Do fairy tales exist in the rugby league? Will it be a fairy tale ending for Cameron Smith?
I don't know. Do you know that he's going to retire?
Look, wow.
I don't know whether anyone knows. Look, Cameron, you know, we all know that when he said he wasn't going to play State of Origin, it was a last-minute thing, and Kevvy Walters almost jumped off the Story Bridge. But at the end of the day is that Cameron's playing football as well as he's ever played. And I think that, you know, if he wins the grand final, I'll be very surprised if he doesn't announce his retirement. And I don't think he would. I don't think he'd dare announce it on the night, win, lose or draw, because I don't think he'd like to take the glory away from a team who wins the grand final or from the opposition if they happen to win it, because I think he's that sort of bloke. I know a lot of people seem to think he's selfish. I think he's the total opposite from my knowledge of what he is. He's a damn fine fella. And if it is his last game, well, good luck to him. It's the fairy tales there, Panthers win. I mean, they've only lost one game all year. And even in that game, they were a bit stiff, not to have won. And I think it's tremendous. I mean, I must admit, I've been watching these kids. I've known Phil Gould for a long time. And when he first went back to Penrith and he started getting these kids together, and we used to go to Penrith to watch the under-20 side, and he'd start pinpointing kids out and say, this kid will be this. A lot of these kids have come through the system. And the fact that they bought so many of them, certainly from west of the Divide. I mean, there's kids there from a lot to Dubbo, Parks, Wellington, Tamora. I mean, it's just the way they've brought these kids together, plus, what, four or five of them grew up together in Mount Druitt. It's a great story.
Oh, it's a fantastic story, and Phil Gould deserves a great deal of credit. For you, David, for either team to win Melbourne or Penrith, could you tell us who you reckon needs to be the Clive Churchill medal for them to win it?
That's an interesting story. Look, you know what? I think the two hookers could determine the outcome of the game.
Yeah.
Corrissau has been the best hooker in the competition all year.
Yep.
Cameron Smith hasn't been far behind him, and young Harry Grant hasn't had a bad year. But the Corrissau, I reckon he's more the key to a Panthers victory than perhaps even Nathan Cleary. And we saw that last week. Corrissau, he was just absolutely outstanding. He kept them in that game when they were under pressure and perhaps a bit of nerves got to them and got rid of those nerves. It's the best thing that could have happened to them that game against South. And we all know that Cameron Smith rises to the top. When the pressure's the greatest, Cameron Smith excels. And that's why I think those two could determine the outcome. And, of course, Munster. I still think there's a huge query about Munster's fitness. And that could play a key role as well, all over the park. I mean, you've got the two fullbacks, two brilliant young kids from the western suburbs who have just been outstanding.
I'm glad you mentioned the fullbacks there. You've got Pappenhausen, who was like Billy Slater, 0.2, and you've got the young fella in the number one jersey for Penrith, who he's almost like Terry Lamb the way he backs up. He's always there in the middle. He's ready to take the pass.
Edwards has just blossomed this year. He had a horrible season last year. I mean, his confidence seemed to go, but now that he's got his confidence back, I'm certain they'll be kicking for Vunivalu. But why wouldn't they? But there'll be kicks up in the air for Mansour and Thorpe to take, and Edwards, the same as the Panthers, will put Pappenhausen and Vunivalu and Addo Carr under pressure. It's just an interesting across-the-board matchup as far as I'm concerned. One key that I really reckon could be the outstanding player of the game is a bloke who had a shocker against Souths, but he'll have a blinder on Sunday night, Stephen Crichton. He's possibly the most exciting young talent in the game.
I'm really looking forward to seeing him in a Blues jersey in the not-too-distant future. What about you?
Well, it could be on November the 4th. It normally finishes on Sunday night, but we've got a week and a half to get ready for the Melbourne Cup and three State of Origin games.
It's fair to say it's been a funny old season. Could you hazard a tip for the grand final, David?
I'm going to go Penrith, and the reason I'm going to go Penrith is that I've been a Penrith fan all year because of the fact that all these young kids, I just think it'd be great. But then I've known Craig Bellamy since he was 14, so I don't mind if he wins either. I'm going to be sitting on the fence throughout the night, but I'll be really happy if Penrith win it. They deserve it. They've won more games than anyone else.
Well, David Morrow, enjoy the game, and thank you also very much for the entertainment every weekend on the Continuous Call team, and I appreciate you joining us this morning.
No worries. Thanks, Andrew.